The NBA playoffs are finally here, and the matchup that is on our mind for today's show is the Dallas Mavericks taking on the Los Angeles Clippers. Despite the fact that the Dallas Mavericks are the lower seed in this one, they have been on fire to end this season, and the Clippers absolutely have not been. So let's break down the full series here, give you some best bets, and try and find out who's going to come through on top. So we're going to bring in Pivs NBA, my usual co-host for the morning shows right here on the Board YouTube channel to help us along the way for this series preview. If you enjoy what you see, make sure you drop a like, and for more playoff content, especially in the betting space, make sure you're subscribed to the Board YouTube channel. But we have the Dallas Mavericks coming in now as slight favorites for this series. Opened up with the Clippers as the favorites for this one, but the market has just steamed in favor of the Dallas Mavericks as time has gone on. Pips, your early reaction to the market and how they've reacted to the opener to this one, do you think that the Dallas Mavericks now being slight favorites is warranted based on where things have been near the end of the season?
Yeah, for sure. And also, like, the additions they Dallas made, like, to the roster, they played better because they added Gafford and PG Washington, who improved their defense by a lot. Injuries, Kawhi is not healthy. James Harden is also looking like not great at this point. So yeah, it's been really an interesting ride from the Clippers' terrible start to a season, great mid-season, and poor finishing to a season. And it's important. If anyone said it's not important, yeah, it is. Like, the way you go through the last couple of weeks of the season is very important. So it's interesting to see how, in what state is Kawhi Leonard. The recent news were that he still has some issues with the knee, so we'll have to see.
Yeah, it's always been sort of a theme for the Clippers to not take the regular season as seriously as other teams, and it feels as though that consistently gives them issues in the playoffs. Number one, they get more difficult matchups than they maybe should in the playoffs. Number two, they don't come into the playoffs with the same momentum as some other teams would, and a team that definitely has some momentum leading to the playoffs. I don't think there were many teams better than the Dallas Mavericks near the end of the regular season this year. Ever since the trade deadline, we kind of talked about it at the deadline. Maybe they weren't in the best position after the deadline. It didn't seem like those moves were going to be ultra significant for the team, but they've gone from being a play-in tournament team to a 5 seed, which is favored to go to the second round. Gafford and PJ Washington have been massive for this team. In particular, PJ Washington, I know you weren't as big of a fan when that trade was made, mainly due to his consistencies with three-point shooting, maybe a little bit defensively, but he looks like a completely changed player, especially on the defensive end. Do you want to comment on his impact defensively for this team that has struggled to defend for the season up until the trade deadline?
Yeah, he is now suddenly great on defense. I mean, every game that I see him playing for the Hornets, he looked kind of lost there. Now with Mavericks, he looked great. Like, honestly, he's great on defense. Those games that he played but three-point shooting is still not there. Like, post-All-Star, he shot 32%. He had some cold stretch, so we never know what you're going to get in the playoffs from PJ Washington. So, for sure, improved the shooting, questionable still.
As much as we agree that this matchup kind of favors Dallas at this point, especially with the defense they've displayed in the latter stages of the season, having Luka Doncic obviously significant, but even though we agree Dallas are favored here, probably the coaching matchup would favor the Clippers in this situation. A lot of people aren't that big of a fan of Jason Kidd, but Ty Lue, we spoke about this channel previously, how fond we are of him as a coach, his ability to make adjustments. What do you think Ty Lue is going to be throwing at Luka Doncic and the Dallas Mavericks here to try and give the Clippers the best angle to try and win this series?
There is no right answer to defending Luka Doncic. We know for the fact for the last couple of seasons when he got against Luka Doncic, yeah, he didn't do great on Luka. They won basically because they were a deeper team. Now, Mavericks do have some deep depth, so it will be interesting to see. especially with Kawhi Leonard not looking like he's healthy. But yeah, my opinion, probably still like a 50-50 matchup as we now getting. I don't know, like, we'll see. Maybe this Kawhi Leonard stuff is maybe just bullshit. Maybe they just rested him for the last 2 weeks of the season to have him ready for the playoffs. Never knows. If we get Kawhi Leonard, who is like the top of his game, healthy, then you have Paul George, James Harden, Ivica Zubac, Norman Powell. Yeah, Clippers are a great team. So momentum, sure. Best player in the series, sure. But I still don't trust Derrick Jones and PJ Washington shooting surrounding Luka Doncic and Kyrie Irving.
So with that in mind, we think Dallas should be slightly favored here. What is Dallas going to have to do to execute in this one? Because it's going to be difficult for them. They're playing more games away from home. What do you think they're going to have to do in order to come out of top in this series?
They need to defend to save their life. This is like defense, like offense, like both teams are really like doing great stuff on offense. It's how they're going to defend. How is Kyrie and Luka Doncic will be playing defense in this series? Other side, you have James Harden. You need to get at least something from him on defense. He can be a cone, but he has a great spot to hide him guarding Derrick Jones or PJ Washington. So yeah, it will be very, very interesting for sure. But I think defense will be very important in this one.
Yeah, and that's where the Mavericks have thrived late in the season, which is why, once again, I'm going to say that I probably would favor them in this situation. So let's go over to the betting side of things here. I'll open up by saying that I think that the Dallas Mavericks are rightfully favored. And even though the market has, been in agreement with that, Dallas opened its underdogs, no longer underdogs, I still think that we're in a position where we can make a bet on the Dallas Mavericks. Again, this is probably the max that I would go in this situation, but nonetheless, I think that getting Dallas at -115 is the right way to go for this series here. That is one that I would be prepared to take at the current market. -120 or more, like, there probably just is no more wiggle room for this one. It's just, this is the price you got to get at this point. We've had a bit of time here. So -115 for the Dallas Mavericks would be my play for this one. Any thoughts on your end as far as betting is concerned for this series? Anything that you want to look for, maybe player props throughout this series? Betting insight from yourself.
I'll go for Dallas. If I'm going to bet Dallas, I'm going Dallas in game one.
Dallas in game one. And we do have some lines open
for that. Ty Lue is known for adjustment, but in recent history, he's known for throwing down first game for the series. Kawhi is still first game back after the injury, probably. Momentum could be the huge thing in the game one. That's how I see it. So adjustment will be made throughout the series. I trust Ty Lue to make be better and bigger adjustments, but in the game one, when he just like throwing in some going outside like conservative in the game one, I'll probably have it. If Dallas is going to win the series, they need to win game one. That's how I see it.
So you do favor them in game one here. We have the lives up right now, powered by BetStamp. We see the best price in market is available at FanDuel, but market mostly is in agreement with this one. There's still the +103 at Pinnacle, +100 is available at ESPN Bet along with BetMGM, +105 even at DraftKings. So Pip's going with Dallas as the first game in game one of this series here. Maybe then we'll see what sort of adjustments Ty Lue can make. But I like Dallas as far as the series is concerned, -115. So that will do it for this first playoff series preview we have here on the Board YouTube channel. Keep it locked with the channel by subscribing for more playoff content to come, including more playoff series previews like this, but also daily content throughout the first and second round of the NBA playoffs for player prop betting and analysis. We'll see you again next time for another one here on the Board YouTube channel.